This time on Wednesday, it is always Vince Day, your chance to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. This week's topics, the California mass murder of 2 weeks ago and yesterday's California and other states primary elections. Numbers to call on this Vince Day and every Vince Day, 800-838-3760 around the region. Rogue Valley local number 541-552-6782. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. Let's start with the grisly stuff. It's been talked about in many other places of late. 2 weeks ago Friday, police say 22-year-old Elliot Rogers stabbed his three roommates to death in his apartment, then shot three women dead near the campus of the University of California, Santa Barbara. He fired shots at other people, hitting several, then killed himself. Final toll, 7 dead, 13 wounded. Three basic threads here. One, Rogers' guns were bought legally, so California's stiff gun laws did not stop him. Two, Roger had some mental health issues and trouble fitting in socially, but authorities had no reason to detain him. Three, he was angry about being a social misfit and not having a girlfriend and said so, both in YouTube videos and a written manifesto. Those went into detail on his hatred of women and minorities. So if we change anything to keep something like this from happening again, what do we change? Do we change gun laws or access to guns? Do we change mental health laws and involuntary holds? Do we change attitudes toward women? These seem to be progressively harder. Join us with your thoughts about what to do in the aftermath of the California killings. 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, email address jx@jeffnet.org. Item number two this Vince Day is yesterday's primary election in California, setting up the matchups for key races in November. Everything from the governor on down to very local issues appeared on the ballot. This was the first race for governor to use the top two primary system now in place in California. Everybody runs in the same race. There are not separate party primaries. And the top two vote-getters move on to November. In this case, Governor Jerry Brown and Neil Kashkari, the Democrat-Republican, as it turns out. Two more counties voted on whether to secede from California, plus Siskiyou County and its Republic of Jefferson vote. We have results on all of those. What stands out for you in this election? How are you liking the top two primary? Talk about that or the California murder-suicide on Vince Day, 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, or jx@jeffnet.org. Back with your calls in 1 minute. It's 8:36 on the Jefferson Exchange on Jefferson Public Radio's News and Information Service. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. This is our Vince Day segment. Every Wednesday at this time, we invite you to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. This week's topics, the mass murder and suicide in the Santa Barbara area 10 days ago, and yesterday's California primary election, a slightly lighter issue. What the responses are to either one of those, what we should be doing to prevent situations like what happened in the Santa Barbara area, and what you think about what happened in the California primary, or primaries in other states for that matter, because we were not voting alone yesterday. Join us on the exchange to air your thoughts on Vince Day, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So a couple things to bring up about the primaries in California. Number one, obviously the big stuff like the governor's race, not a lot of mystery there. It was really who's going to come in number two. And it appears that Neil Kashkari is going to be the Republican nominee or the second place nominee then, because it really doesn't matter which party you are under the top two primary system, to face Governor Jerry Brown in his reelection bid this November. If Jerry Brown wins, that'll be his fourth term. One of the major things coming out of California's election. One of the things that comes out at the local level was there were votes in a couple of counties in or near our region about the whole idea of a separate state of Jefferson, or in the case of Siskiyou County, a Republic of Jefferson. The Siskiyou County vote on Measure C to create a Republic of Jefferson completely within the boundaries of Siskiyou County, that failed big time. 56% said no, 44% said yes. In the advisory vote in Tehama County to advise the county commissioners, county supervisors, to move ahead with pursuing the idea of secession from the state of California, that is passing 56 to 44 as of the latest round of results. But a very, very similar measure in Del Norte County went down in flames, 59% no to 41% yes. So those are some of the things involved with the elections in California. Let's take some calls from you on this Vince Day. Here's Bruce in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Oh, hey, I'm calling about the knife killings in Santa Barbara.
Knifings and shootings, yes.
Yeah, I think we should ban knives.
All right, somebody's bound to say that.
Yeah, I know. I think we should start off with that because that's just an important thing. And then another thing I wanted to vent on was when we're talking about sediment coming down the Ashland watershed, we never talk about all the ribbons of mountain biking trails that have developed over the past 20 years up there that are abused. And it'd be great if Vent today was could expand beyond the topics. And that one I just wanted to bring up because I always hear talking about the ski resort or the forestry, but I never hear about all the mountain bikers that make all these new trails up there. And I've gone down some amazing switchbacks that are dumping tons of sediment into the reservoir.
Okay, something we can bring up in a future segment, but not this one. This is Vent's Day, and we were talking about the Santa Barbara shootings and knifings, for that matter, as Bruce points out, and we're talking about the California primary results. Your thoughts welcome at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Mark in Reading, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vent's Day.
Yes, I don't know, you know, to me it seems impossible to prevent mass killings by deranged people. You know, it just seems unlikely. It's not, it doesn't just happen in this country. You know, it happens in a lot of different places. I heard of people in Hong Kong going crazy and taking two, what we would call cleavers and in China, they're just knives.
Right. Yeah. Well, that was it. Yeah.
And
it
went in hacking, the... hacking people up with them as they run through the crowd. You know, it's, you know, what one could do to prevent these things is just beyond me. I can't imagine it being possible.
Well, you can't have everybody walk around in shackles. That is for sure. Yes.
And on the top two primary, I voted against it when it came up. Mm-hmm. Only two counties in the state of California voted against the top two primary. One was San Francisco County, and the other was Orange County. And two dissimilar counties, it would be hard, more dissimilar counties, it would be difficult to find.
No kidding, potentially the most liberal and the most conservative counties in the state of California.
At any rate, on the apparently the Republicans will actually have a viable candidate in the statewide races in controller, which is somewhat surprising to me. But, yeah, is Kashkari the one who was backed by the establishment Republicans?
Kashkari and Tim Donnelly ran a close race for that among the Republicans. Honestly, Kashkari was the one who actually was... He came along pretty late in the game. You were talking about the controllers race. So, wow, that's some amazing set of numbers here. Ashley Swearingen, a Republican, 24.4%. And then we have a Republican with 21.7%, John Perez. David Evans with 21.6, and Betty Yee with 21.5. Safe to say we don't know who the number two is going to be in this race yet.
Right. Could be two Republicans.
It could indeed, which is one of the features of the top two primary system, and one of the things we're probing for interest in here is that, you know, how do you feel about getting to a November election with two Democrats or two Republicans or two people
from the
Green Party?
Well, personally, I refuse to vote for either Democrats or Republicans, so I often vote a blank ballot on things like that, and if I get really bummed about the selection, I just scratch out both names.
Interesting. So you don't vote for anybody in the two major parties at all anymore?
Never. Hmm. Not since Shirley Chisholm in the primary in 72.
Wow, it's been a long time. Thanks for the call, Mark. Good to talk to you. This is Vent's Day on the Jefferson Exchange. You can vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. Today's topics are the murders in Santa Barbara, in the Santa Barbara area 10 days ago, and what message we take away from that about how to approach future such situations. And the much lighter topic, of course, is the California election and other elections going on across the country yesterday. Numbers here on Vent's Day, 800-838-3760. That's around the region. In the Rogue Valley, Jackson and Josephine counties on the Oregon side, 541-552-6782 by email jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Joseph in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vent's Day.
Thank you. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi.
On the two subjects today, I believe I heard it on Jefferson Public Radio or maybe NPR last week, and it really sort of changed my thinking on the mass murders, is that very, very few, like 1% or something, of all the gun murders are actually, you know, from these mass murders that make all the headlines and all the media and everybody talks about, but in a country with 32,000 gun deaths a year, it's really a drop in the bucket, but it gets all the press time, it gets all the media time versus just all the basic
a lot of one-by-one killing, you're saying?
Yeah, and those aren't considered, you know, these deranged, mentally really off people that are doing it. But that's what we talk about. Like, the answer to gun deaths is going to be better control of the of people with mental health issues. It's what I heard last week, and I can't disagree with. It's a whole lot of talk and a whole lot of effort and mind space put in very few murders compared to the overall 32,000 a year. And just to put that in perspective, if there was 55,000 Americans killed in Vietnam, we lose more than half of that. And that was a long war, 10 years or something? And if we lose, you know, more than half of that in this country, where is the more dangerous place to live?
Huh. Interesting perspective on that. Thanks for that, Joseph. Appreciate it. Which raises the question for the rest of us then. What assumption do we tend to make about the single murders where one person kills one other person? Do we tend to work on the idea that they knew each other or they had some personal dispute or something and that therefore it is not as worthy of our attention as, for example, a situation in which somebody kills six people and then themselves and 13 other people are wounded in the process? I mean, that's an excellent point that Joseph brings up. Our thinking about mass murders versus just a lot of other murders that tend to be by ones and twos around America. What thoughts come to your mind when you think about what happened in the Santa Barbara area, in Isla Vista, California last week, or the week before last? 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Here is Paul in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Well, my first observation is we're much more civilized over here in Grants Pass. If we have a disagreement, we just shoot each other's pickup trucks.
Really?
That happened. It happened. It was in the news probably several months ago. Seriously, if this kid was a minor and he was supposed to be taking medication and his parents refused or wouldn't make him take the medications, as I understood the situation to have developed, then the parent should be held equally accountable as the child. And I've said this before on your program, that the person whose negligence or the person whose active encouragement should be held as liable and as accountable as the individual who did in fact commit the crime, and they should be tried for the same crime.
If it gets to issues like, not just things like we didn't get him to take his medication, but we provided him with guns and stuff like that, same sort of thing?
Absolutely. If we've got a gun, if we've got a nice glass gun cabinet where we're showing off all our shiny new automatic rifles, and it's not properly secured, then yes. You know, if you've got a weapon and you use it for hunting and you've got the proper gun safes and you keep the ammunition safe, the kid's not going to get to it. The only way it's going to happen is either through negligence or through active encouragement of the child.
All right, let's move the line to the 18th birthday, though, and talk about it in the context of, okay, if the person's now an adult, I mean, obviously the parents are no longer in a position to say, take your medication. For that matter, society's not really in a position to do that either, generally.
Well, and absolutely, because at that point it does become someone's choice, doesn't it? You know, I'd rather he'd go shoot somebody's pickup than shoot people. But the long and the short of it, at that point, the parents really are absolved of that responsibility in that case. Because at the age of majority, in theory, we have the ability to make our own choices, standard into contracts, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. The bottom line is, in a case like that, an analogous case was a fellow back east who was in his 60s and who could not get a gun because he was barred from doing it because of gun control laws. His sister went and bought the gun for him. and in that case there were deaths, and the sister should have been held equally culpable and equally liable for those murders.
All right. Thanks for the input, Paul. Always good to hear from you. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. You can vent your spleen politely on our topics. Our topics are clearly the shootings in the Santa Barbara area week before last and the aftermath and what sorts of lessons we draw from that situation and any of the other large-scale shootings that have gone on around the country. Or, as one of our previous callers pointed out, gee, we lose a lot of other people to individual murders by gun over the course of a year, not just by sixes and sevens as we did in this case. What are your thoughts about how we proceed from here? Or what are your thoughts on the California election results yesterday, the California primary going on yesterday, primaries in other states as well, looking picking, for example, what appear to be strong Senate candidates for the Republicans in a couple of states, which could make for some really interesting races this fall. Join us on the exchange with your thoughts at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Mark in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi, Jeffrey Riley. It's good to hear your voice again. I've been out of the area. The last time I heard your voice, you were speaking at my commencement in May of 12, I guess it was.
Phew, I thought you were going to say May of 1972, but go ahead.
No. See, at my, listen, one of the things that I was an anthropology major there, and when I graduated, one of the things that year that had happened was there was a violence act. Someone's head almost got chopped off on one of the bike paths near the campus.
Right.
And I remember the outreach to the student body as being very, very positive, very quick, and something that really, really was done well by the whole community in Ashland. And I'm guessing probably something similar has happened in Santa Barbara. But one of the things I'd like to see outreach do, and folks that are involved with those kinds of things do, is to do some preventative things when young people go to college. I'm not a young person. I'm 60 this year.
Mm-hmm.
When young people go to college, one of the things that we need to be aware of is that this is a liminal experience. They are in a place where their lives are changing. And due to lots of physiological factors, but psychological factors as well, this is a dangerous time for anybody to be in a liminal experience like that and not have the kind of supports that allow us to rely on our community and support ourselves and our communities. So anybody that comes into college that is seen as a loner and doesn't have any kind of support activities needs to be flagged. I think we actually need to look for those folks and see if we can't do something about preventing this stuff.
Okay, you can flag them and you can identify that they are people who appear to be struggling. And I think, sure, anybody can say, hey, look, there was a year in college when I just felt lost. I know I kind of felt that way myself sophomore year. But then what do you do? I mean, how do you approach this in such a way so that you get buy-in from the person you're targeting? Because otherwise, it's going to feel like they're being compelled to do something.
Yeah, one of the best ways to do that, and in fact, there are groups at SOU that do this, at least for different topics, but one of the ways to do this is to make it a collaborative model. All of the people involved, including the student himself, need to be involved, and so does the help that's only going to come to him through students. Because if it's seen as a force down from the administration or someone of a different generation, it won't work. It has to be built on a collaborative model. If we do that, I think the outreach can actually begin to turn the tide in some of this stuff.
All right, Mark, thanks for the thoughts. Good to hear from you, and happy birthday, happy 60th birthday this year. We're talking on the Jefferson Exchange about the Santa Barbara murders and suicide the week before last, and what lessons we draw from those, and on a much lighter topic, what lessons we draw from elections in California and other states yesterday. Join us on the exchange on Vents Day on 800-838-3760 around the region. Our Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Wolfgang in Sunny Valley emailed to say, in a society where people are isolated between institutionalism and greed, and where humanity is farmed out to the law and government, no gun control and no lock-em-up law will prevent events like Santa Barbara. Wolfgang writes, he is venting politely, and I very much appreciate that. Let's go to Daryl in Mount Shasta. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hello. First off, I'd just like to say I hate the top two system here in California. It's like a runoff instead of a primary. But I'm calling about the shootings.
Okay.
And I just thought I'd throw a name out there, and I can't find the name. Sandy in Mount Shasta, whom I don't know, might have it. But there was an author by the name, I think, of Alice Smith out of Germany. And she had a whole section. She dealt with a lot with child abuse, but she had a section in one book on the vicious cycle of contempt. And basically just says, you know, like Chris Christopherson wrote years ago, everybody needs somebody to look down on. He wrote, if you need somebody, here I am. But it seems to affect everything in the world. I don't think the world's going to change, but that's what it's all about, is somebody needing somebody else to look down on.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Jeffrey.
Thank you, Daryl. Appreciate it. Let's go to Pam and Dexter. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. We're talking about the aftermath of the Santa Barbara shootings, plural, and knifings, for that matter, as well. And we're also talking about California elections. Hi, Pam.
Hi. Well, I have, of course, there's no solution to both of, well, I look at the whole election process as a problem just because, what was the voter participation in California for this election?
I haven't seen a turnout number yet. I'll see if I can dig that up from the Secretary of State's website here.
Yeah, well, the Oregon one was really low, in, at least in Lane County, and that was very disappointing because, you know, there's highly contested candidates for the Lane County commissioners, and I was working on one of them, and it's just really sad that people don't understand how important elections can be. But then when you feel like the whole system is rigged, and your vote doesn't really count because you're not given real choices. I mean, the lesser of two evils is still evil, right?
It depends on what motivates people. And here's why I'm going to interject here is because I just had a chance to see a piece this morning about the strategies that worked in Jackson County, where there was the GMO campaign going on, there was the library district formation and the extension service district formation. And in parts of the county, the turnout got to 70%. In certain precincts. Now, in places like Medford, it like scraped around 50, but Ashland, which was highly motivated, got above 60% turnout.
Yeah, well, when people see that they have some real chance of getting something passed that they believe strongly in, I do think that they participate more. But my solution, it's not a solution, it's a partial solution, to both of the problems would be parenting and child development classes being mandatory in high school, for people to understand how important it is to raise your child, to be empathetic and loving and a part of the community. And, of course, you know, if you have a mental imbalance and chemical imbalance in the brain, that's a whole other topic. But I'm curious of why there are so many kids on these kind of drugs and why we're getting a preponderance of that. And also civics classes. What happened to teaching kids the importance of being civic-minded and participatory democracy and being educated on the issues? I work at Head Start. I'm actually sitting in the parking lot right now. And one of the co-teachers, who's a degree teacher, was like, oh, my ballot got thrown away. You know, it was like it didn't even matter. But, you know, they complain all the time about the low pay, the low esteem that our preschool teachers are given, yet they don't participate in the democracy and look for candidates that will maybe speak to the issues that concern us. So I just think our priorities are skewed in education system. There's a lot of classes that should be taught that aren't, and a lot of classes that are taught that you never use again. I am not a math person. I have never used algebra or geometry since I took those classes, and I don't want to. But parenting, civics, you know, those are the kind of things that to be a good citizen and to have a healthy happy life, you need to have these skills. So, and you don't always learn them in home.
All right, Pam, thanks for that. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We got just a little time left here on this Vince Day. If you'd like to join in about either the Santa Barbara killings or the California election, and, you know, if you, for example, you hate the top two primaries, we've heard from two people thus far this morning, let's hear about that as well. 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782. Here's an email from Richard from Reading. He says, the therapist in the case in Santa Barbara was instructed by the parents to not call the police if Elliot Roger voiced threats, but to call the parents. The therapist should be indicted, too. Also, films like The Hunger Games, where teenagers commit killings of other teens, should not be made. Of course, the Hollywood progressives value their money a lot more than making films of value. When you think about, that's an excellent point to end on, because when you think about the kinds of things that pass for entertainment in this country, most movies are made to get teenage boys and boys in their young men in their 20s off to the movie theaters on the weekends. That's why we have the blockbusters where everything blows up and everybody gets shot. In a culture like that, are we really going to be surprised when somebody picks up a gun and shoots a few people? This is where we are in America today. There's going to be a lot of discussion down the road about hatred of women and some of the other things that Elliot Rodger proclaimed in his own writings and in his own videos as well. Much more discussion about things like voluntary, involuntary holds for mental health and, of course, gun laws. We haven't talked about these for the last time by any stretch of the imagination. They'll get talked about again, including here on Vince Day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for taking part. This has been the first hour of the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.